listen to Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes, of course, were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you," Jesus said, "there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." Now I ask you, who is represented in this parable by the one lost sheep? That's right. A sinner. A sinner. Who are representing the 99 that are left? Believers or the righteous? You know, he was talking to who? Who was Jesus talking to? Jews, right? Right, so as the believers in the one God, those who expressed the Hebrew faith. Well, who is the shepherd representing in this parable? To us, it would probably be Jesus. To the folks that Jesus was talking to, it would probably be God, right? So, God, or for us, Jesus. All right, let's move on to the next one. Luke 15, this is a little longer. No, this one isn't. I guess it's the next one. "Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Tell me, who is represented by the lost coin in this parable? I'm sorry, what? Sinner, okay. That's what I thought you said, but I wasn't sure. Speak out. Who is the woman sweeping the floor representing in this parable? It's all right, you can say it. God. That's right. The woman sweeping the floor represents God in this parable. You know, I just heard something after the first service that I had never heard before, but it even adds more depth to this, because I'd always heard that the coin, one coin, was worth like a week's worth of wages, all right? So I always thought, you know, this has high importance to this woman in this parable. But I just learned, and I'm going to research it a little bit. I understand that many times a bride's parents gave the bride 10 coins. And so these coins were like a wedding ring or something like that. It was very important, had deep emotional, importance to that woman. And so not only is there a value in the coin monetarily, there's also a value in emotional. You know, it's kind of like that antique table, you know. A wedding ring, I mean, something that's very important to you, that you would clean the house. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So, before we begin looking at today's lesson, what do we know about this God that Jesus describes in these first two parables? Anybody? What do we know about this God? Okay. Loving God, and what did he do in each of the parables? He searched for whatever was lost, didn't he? Sometime the first parable alludes to the fact that sometimes God goes to find the lost and brings them back to those who are found, right? Okay, so God continually searches for the lost and the sinful. God even sweeps the floor and gets down on his knees to search. Now that gives you a different vision of God, or at least it does for me. God even gets down on his knees and searches for the lost. Well, what happens when that coin is found? When that lost person is found, what happens? Celebration. Sorry, I was in celebration in college and all these thoughts just rushed back into my head. But songs and such. But anyway, yeah, that's why I think, how many times have you heard me? Don't answer this. We worship a partying God. Have you ever, You've heard me say that, haven't you? Okay, I'm not dreaming this, right? I think church ought to be a celebration because we worship a partying God. The Jewish people are a partying people. They thought of all kinds of excuses to eat and have a party. That's what Passover is all about, which we're going to celebrate the Christian side of that this morning in Holy Communion. That should be a party. Anyway, that's another sermon. All right, so Jesus, well, God, I should say, doesn't rest until he finds the lost. God even cleans house and gets on his hands and knees if he needs to search for those that are lost. That's good English, isn't it?